Welcome once again to the Daring Adventures of Ditto. So, Ditto, can you believe it's already 2011?
You have trouble with concept like Wednesday. 2011? I'll have to take your word for that one.
Right. Well, I thought we could take this time to look back and reflect on the past year. Look at all the cool things that have happened. It was a pretty big year for you, after all.
Oh yeah, this was a really big year for me. All kinds of great stuff happened.
Like what?
I had pie.
Pie?
Yeah, pie. Nice hot apple pie. It was really good.
Out of all the amazing things that happened to you in 2010, you come up with pie.
Well, it was really good pie.
Well, what about all your daring adventures? All of your incredible travels?
Oh yeah, well that too. Not as good as pie, maybe. But there was some pretty cool adventure, sure.
Okay, like what?
Why are you asking me? You were there too.
Trying to create a dialogue here, engage the audience.
Oh, right, audience. Well, okay then. I think one of the coolest things that happened was when we went on that adventure looking for that cursed locket, and we were in the woods hiding from all the bad guys and found that sword under the ice.
Okay, that wasn't you, Ditto. That was Deathly Hallows.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay, well, how about the time when I was deep in the game world?
Yes, that sounds more like it. And then what happened?
Oh, me had to search for my dad, and there was these awesome glowing motorcycles and these crazy spinning discs that me threw at the bad guys. And there was all this awesome music that was like, oomch, 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 oomch.
And that was Tron. Again, not you at all. You saw that movie last week.
I knew that sounded familiar. What a cool movie.
So anything at all coming to mind for, things you actually did this year?
Oh, how about when I learned magic?
Yes, that's it. Let's talk about that.
Well, I was minding my own business and was recruited by this cool-looking guy with long hair, and he told me I was a powerful sorcerer and taught me all this amazing magic.
Yes, and you had to defend the spiral against the evil Malastair?
No. Me had to defend New York against some crazy guy named Maxim. There was dragons and crazy car chases.
Wait, New York? This isn't Wizard 101. This is another movie you're talking about. It's The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Nicolas Cage.
Well, yeah, that's right. Me just get that on Blu-ray. Really good movie.
So, you didn't do anything else exciting or interesting this year?
Well, not sure how interesting it is, but I did travel to an amazing mystical world.
Let me guess, Narnia?
No, it was called Krakatopia. It was a sun-drenched world full of giant bugs and talking dogs and ancient tombs. I freed an entire enslaved race of cute salamander peoples and defeated hordes of evil crocodile peoples, including Krakopatra herself. I guess that was pretty interesting.
Yes, I suppose some people would find that interesting.
And then me headed deep into the forests of Grizzleheim, defeating forest demons and finally raiding the dark fortress of Draugarth, defeating the vile Skellig, cruel Grendel chieftain.
Oh yes, I guess that's also pretty exciting.
Of course, there was also my adventures in Marleybone, where I helped Sherlock Bones himself take down a huge criminal organization full of thugs and angry robots and an old abandoned amusement park. That was pretty awesome, now that you mention it.
Yes, that was definitely pretty awesome.
Yeah, I guess now that you mention it, 2010 was a pretty amazing year. But you know what the absolute best part was?
No, what was it?
It was finding an amazing and fun game called Wizard 101, and it was having a silly idea about making a blog about playing it. And incredibly, finding out that people really enjoyed the blog. It was becoming pretty much the only fabricated American blogger that is out there right now. And it was finding a bunch of great friends and great blogs like Ravenwood Radio and The Friendly Necromancer and Diary of a Wizard and Homework in a Graveyard and Myth Spent Youth and becoming a part of that awesome community. And it was joining this wonderful and fun podcast.
This is fun, isn't it? I love it too.
I never imagined when I did the first one of these that it would have lasted so long, that so many people would enjoy our wacky adventures, and that I'd get to share them with my favorite narrator.
Aww.
I love the fact that we make people laugh, and I especially love the fact that people actually look forward to this segment every week. So from Ditto, Madam Jasmine, and Miss Narrator, I think we're most thankful for all of you out there who support this. Thanks for a great 2010, and we are looking forward to an even more fun in 2011, with Mushu and Dragonspire and Celestia on the way. And maybe by the time we make it there, there will be even another world that we can adventure in as well.
Yes, thanks to everyone who support us, and we look forward to bringing you more crazy fun adventures in 2011.
Happy holidays, and thanks to Ravenwood Radio
for all that you do.
Plucks!